A Knox Township man facing child pornography charges has appeared in Columbiana County Municipal Court. 37-year-old Joseph Sabella, a chaplain at Alliance Community Hospital, was arraigned today on charges of pandering obscenity involving a minor and the illegal use of a minor in nudity-oriented material. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for Monday. Sabella is on paid leave. The Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force and Columbiana County Sheriff's Office arrested Sabella Wednesday. That's when a search warrant was executed at his Stanley Drive home. Investigators say they found thousands of images and videos of child sexual abuse material. The Stark County Grand Jury has formally charged a man who allegedly shot an employee of Altman Hospital. 35-year-old James Fair of Canton is named in the direct indictment. He appeared for a status conference today in Canton Municipal Court. Fair is charged with aggravated robbery and two counts of felonious assault. Police say he was mentally distressed after being admitted June 27th. Fair was being held in a private room for observation when he later began hitting his head on the glass walls. Staff and two security officers entered to try to keep him from harming himself. Fair reportedly struggled with officers, grabbing a gun from one and firing a shot that wounded a patient care technician. He is scheduled for arraignment in Common Police Court June 11th. Orville police say a man opened fire inside the emergency department of Altman Orville Hospital Wednesday night. Shortly after 10 p.m., officers responded to the facility for a report of suspected drugs found on a patient. Police heard a single gunshot come from an evaluation room in the ER. There were no injuries. The suspect, 54-year-old Rodney Johnson of Worcester, was arrested and charged with felonious assault and improperly discharging a firearm. Police say the shooting was unrelated to the original call for service. Johnson was taken to the Wayne County Jail. The incident is under investigation. The County Prosecutor's Office will consider additional charges. Arts in Stark has wrapped up its annual fundraiser. The Canton-based nonprofit says the 2025 Campaign for the Arts surpassed its $1.4 million goal. Funds raised through the campaign support local artists, nonprofits, public art initiatives, major arts organizations, and maintenance of the Cultural Center for the Arts. A man apprehended in an undercover sex sting in Salem is being held on $10,000 bond. 42-year-old Scotty White of Dover was arraigned last week in Columbiana County Municipal Court on charges of engaging in prostitution, possession of criminal tools, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He is accused of responding to an online ad for sex. White showed up at a prearranged location June 27th and was arrested by agents with the Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force. He allegedly had money and a suspected meth pipe. White was convicted in Stark County in 2008 on charges including attempted murder. He was released from prison last year after serving 16 years. Columbiana County voters will be asked to approve the renewal of a mental health services levy. Commissioners agreed Wednesday to place the 10-year 0.3 mil tax on the November ballot. It would generate about $589,000 annually. The Columbiana County Mental Health and Recovery Services Board previously passed a resolution for the levy and had the county auditor certify the amount of revenue. This is one of two levies used to support mental health services. Funeral arrangements have been announced for the four family members killed in a plane crash in Howland Township Sunday. Calling hours for Veronica, James Jr., John, and Maria Weller will be held Saturday from 10 to noon at St. Columba Cathedral in Youngstown. A funeral mass will follow at 1. A private burial will take place afterward. The Weller family owned Liberty Steel in Warren. James Weller Jr. also was the son of James Weller, a former co-owner of Sharon Speedway. Also killed were pilots Joseph Maxson and Timothy Blake. They were set to be instructors at YSU's flight school. Maxson was a former assistant prosecutor for Mahoning County. The crash is under investigation. A two-vehicle crash in Hubbard took the life of a motorcyclist. The Highway Patrol says 63-year-old Russell Davis of Vienna Township was riding Wednesday afternoon when he was struck by a vehicle at the intersection of Route 62 and Franklin Avenue. Davis later died at a hospital. He was not wearing a helmet. The patrol says the other driver, a 76-year-old New Jersey woman, failed to yield at a stop sign, which caused the crash. She was not hurt. An investigation is underway. A lawsuit has been filed in Dallas against insiders at the former Steward Healthcare System. The suit alleges officials of the now-bankrupt firm received payments totaling more than $1 billion. The money came from a buyout by private equity firm Cerberus, the exit by Cerberus 10 years later, sale of a care business, and a 2016 sale leaseback agreement. Steward's bankruptcy resulted in the closure of Trumbull Regional Medical Center, Hillside Rehabilitation Hospital, and Sharon Regional Medical Center. Insight Health System is in the process of trying to reopen the Ohio sites. The Sharon facility was reopened by Tenor Health Partners. Two suspects in a break-in at Green Middle School are behind bars. The Summit County Sheriff's Office says deputies saw a minivan near a fence at the school around 1:30 Monday morning. Officials say the vehicle had its lights off and two people were seen moving about inside the van. The suspects drove off, but deputies stopped them. Copper piping stolen from the school was seen in the vehicle. The suspects were booked at the county jail on charges of breaking and entering and theft. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.